The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, welcome on in, Hoodats, into the locker room show. The Saints have ended the skid, a 20-17 winner over the Atlanta Falcons. We check back in at the Caesars Superdome right now with Deuce McAllister for a health update. What you got, Deuce?
Here's the LCMC Health Update. LCMC Health, 8 hospitals, 1 promise of keeping you well. A couple guys that left the game, one being JT Gray left the game. I don't think he returned. Jordan Howden ended up getting hurt. He did return. Fuaga left the game. He ended up coming back, missing one more that ended up leaving the game, but it ended up coming. Pete Warner ended up leaving the game, and he did not come back. So the Saints, you got a lot of guys that got kind of beat up, jammed up a little bit, but you're able to come away with a big-time big victory. But that is the LCMC Health Update. LCMC Health, 8 hospitals, 1 promise of keeping you well.
Hallelujah, Deuce. The skid is over. Big win in interim head coach Darren Rizzi's debut. Overall, you come away with the victory, so all is good, but obviously still a lot to work on with this black and gold bunch.
I mean, hey, it's tough to win in the NFL. It is tough to win in the NFL. How many times have we seen this team give this game away? I mean, you go back three or four different games where at the end, Atlanta, you know, you go back to Philadelphia. I mean, both of those were situations where you were on the other end, and so it's good to be on this side of the coin where you're not, you know, in defeated mode and, you know, lost 7 straight and the guys went out and fought. And so probably shouldn't have been as close if you maybe make some plays early on in the game. You got down on 4th and 2 and couldn't convert. But outside of that, it's a victory. And so you'll go and you'll enjoy it. I mean, you'll enjoy it a lot because it was tough to get to this point. But it doesn't get any easier as you're going to play a really, really talented Cleveland bunch in a couple of days. But, man, it feels good to finally get a W.
Derek Carr had some pretty nice passes today, especially to Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who ends up with 3 catches, 109 yards, 2 touchdowns for this Saints squad. Obviously emerging in this offense. He hasn't been here long, but gives you hope, at least with this offense. You know, Olave's down for a bit. We won't get Rashid Shaheed back this season. Maybe Valdes-Scantling can be that go-to guy in this offense right now.
We'll get an opportunity, you know. I don't know if we call it emerging. You know, let's put a couple games together. Let's put a couple of them together where he can have some type of impact like that. But you know, I questioned and wondered, could the Saints push the ball down the field? And you know, one guy that they tried and wanted to do it with was Mason Tipton, but he wasn't able to consistently do it. And Valdes-Scantling, he's able to do so, just a bigger receiver, and he's able to push the, you know, give you that guy that can push the ball down the field as far as being able to catch it. And man, the Saints needed both of those plays from him, and so hopefully he can put it together. I mean, because hey, you know, you're gonna have the opportunity over the next 7 games with the Saints team, just because the lack of numbers that you had at, you know, when you went into the season.
Deuce, you had the title of the team's leading all-time rusher. Mark Ingram ended up taking that over. Now, Alvin Kamara is the sole possessor of the all-time leading rushing leader for this black and gold bunch. He had 109 yards total on the day combined, but 55 rushing. Just a shout-out to Alvin, and now his place is marked in black and gold history forever, for sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, he'd done a heck of a job, and, you know, you look at just not only from a rushing standpoint, but what he has done for a running back, you know, the passes, the ability to be able to catch so many balls out of the backfield, and he's just so smooth and so definitely deserving and heck of a person, a heck of a player, and he'll tell you, hey, look, at the end, thank you so much, defense, for kind of bailing me out, because he had an opportunity there to make that play in the end, and that's something that you never really see from Alvin, being able to kind of take his eyes and the focus off of the football. But, man, heck of a job by Alvin Kamara as far as running the football and then being the Saints' all-time leading rusher.
We've been so starved for a victory. It had been September 15th before the Saints got that win today. How does this team now bottle that kind of positive energy or momentum, whatever you want to call it, bring it into next week for game two for Rizzy against those Cleveland Browns?
Work. You got to put in the work. That's what it. That's how you do it. You put in the work, you be willing to take some criticism. Are you willing to be able to push yourself to get better? That's what it takes. You've got to put in the work.
When it feels good, dude. Some great call today. You and Mike, it's thoroughly enjoyed it. The all over the game with your hearing you guys and obviously the outcome. Thanks so much.
No problem. Thank you.
Saints a 20-17 winner over the Atlanta Falcons. They improve now to 3-7 on the season. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.